Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down on the boards in New York City. Happy Friday. Happy end of the week. Happy beginning of the weekend. Happy be alive. Happy be here. Happy be everywhere. Just happy everything. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. It's what I do every single weeknight. Thank you to everybody tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People tuning in on the free Odyssey app. People locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. And people locked in on smart speakers. Where all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here in Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard in New York City again. And we got a busy Friday. We got a busy slate of topics. We got a whole lot to do. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. But here's the deal. Brandon Staley got the boot. We sat here and said it last night that by the time I got back here, in 24 hours, that it was likely that he was going to be gone. And he is. He got the boot. And not only did Brandon Staley get the boot, general manager for the past decade, Tom Telesco, he also got the boot. And so we're going to talk about Brandon Staley in a few minutes. We just had a game end out in San Antonio. Spurs, man, they actually won a game. They stopped what I believe was an 18-game losing streak, and the Spurs just beat the Lakers 129-115. There was no Anthony Davis because he was just resting. LeBron James had 23 points. Devin Vassell, he had 36. Victor Wembanyama went out there and had 13 points to go along with 15 rebounds. And the Spurs, they beat the Lakers, snapping an 18-game losing streak, the longest in team history. LeBron James versus Victor Wembanyama. Not a bad watch. I guess if there was one highlight for LeBron, he hit a corner three-pointer way, way high over Victor Wembanyama. So we'll talk about that game. We'll get into some of the other NFL coaches who might be next to get the boot. I'm looking at you, Bill Belichick. Ja Morant spoke with the media today in Memphis. Talked about his return. He will be back next week. Tyreek Hill, we don't know if he's going to be back this upcoming week against the New York Jets. We'll give you an update there. And yeah, it's the end of the year, folks. College football has basically wrapped up. We're moving into bowl season here in Atlanta. We have the Celebration Bowl, HBCUs. And so it means that it's time for the NFL to shine. The NFL is now occupying your television screens on Saturdays as well. And so we'll get into that. And we're basically wrapping up what has been a crazy week. Brandon Staley gets fired. Draymond Green punches Nurkic in the face. Shohei Ohtani shows up to his press conference. Giannis loses his mind over the game ball. Just so much has gone on, and we're going to recap it. If you want to be a part of the show, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I'm everywhere on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Shep, how are you this Friday evening?
I'm doing well, JR. How are you?
I'm good. And here's some other news. The Pistons, they lost again. Not really news, but yeah, they lose to the Sixers. It's just, it's what the Pistons do. Congratulations to them. And speaking of losing, yeah, the Pistons might be on, I believe, 22 games now? Sheesh. How do you not win a game by accident? Sure, last night we sat here and we had to talk about a bludgeoning, a beatdown. The Chargers lost to the Raiders in Vegas, the final score 63-21. A beatdown of epic proportions. And if you're a fan of the Chargers, there's a whole lot that you're used to. Last-second disappointments, comebacks, missed field goals, made field goals against you. Let me say it again. Comebacks like against the Jaguars, and this predates Brandon Staley. We can go back to the prior coach and Anthony Lynn, and you just go, man, what if we actually had a competent head coach? And so last night, Spanos, he had enough. He fired Brandon Staley. He should have fired him while he was still in Vegas so he could just hang out on the strip. But at least he's back home, I assume, in Los Angeles. And like I said, at least now Brandon Staley can make holiday plans. He doesn't have to work. He can kick his feet up. He can spend time with his family. But who wants to get fired? The answer is nobody. And for Brandon Staley, he's been a flat 500 as head coach of the Chargers. 24-24. We know about that lone playoff appearance last year, blowing a 27-0 lead against the Jacksonville Jaguars and getting destroyed by about 40 points last night. Didn't help. And so this season, the Chargers are 5-9. Justin Herbert is done for the season with a broken finger. And Brandon Staley, well, who knows if he'll ever get another head coaching job. He's likely to end up back somewhere else in the future as a defensive coordinator. That was his job, his last job, back with the Rams. They brought him in for his defensive acumen. The Chargers couldn't stop anybody. And last night, in what was a sad state of affairs, Brandon Staley has been defensive all season long, saying that his team wasn't affected, hasn't been affected by that devastating comeback last year against the Jags, that the defense wasn't the sole reason that they were performing or have been performing so poorly this year. And last night, he went from being defensive to trying to protect his own ass. The reporters, ruthless, but doing their job. Brandon Staley asked last night after the loss, do you think you are going to keep your job? Listen to this.
Do you expect to be the coach here tomorrow?
I don't know that.
Do you think you should be?
Yes.
Why?
I know that what I've done here for 3 years, and I know what I put into this, and I know that we're capable of going. I know the type of coach that I am. I believe in myself. But again, this isn't about me. This is about a group that's hurting in there. We got to get some rest, and we got to get ready for Buffalo.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out now, did it? I told you this was a dead man walking from just his body language and his demeanor on the sidelines. Sad, miserable, defeated. And that press conference that he had and his answers, it was basically a last-ditch plea to keep his job. But he wants to talk about what he accomplished and what he did. And, nah, man, you failed. That's what happened. They brought you on to move things along, to actually bring some structure to a team that seemingly, had a lot of offensive firepower, needed to tie together the defense and needed some structure, and he couldn't do it. I mean, let's be real. Was he ready? Was he experienced enough? I mean, we got to go back to about 2017. He was still a coordinator in college. Yeah, it's always funny how some people in the league get jobs and others get passed on by. And so Brandon Staley is going to be watching from the sidelines. But what happens next for the Chargers? Well, for the remainder of this season, no. Kellen Moore is not going to run the team. It would make sense, right? The offensive coordinator gets kind of passed up and we can watch Easton Stick throw the ball around. No. Good on Kellen Moore. Giff Smith, the outside linebackers coach, is going to take over as interim coach. And so I guess that will provide the Chargers an opportunity in the offseason to really have an extensive search. And I know there's some names out there that everybody's talking about. Last night, we mentioned head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. We know if we keep on going down the list, we had a caller hit us up last night and said, hey, JR, what about Jim Harbaugh? The Chargers need somebody established to come in and not screw things up. Someone with championship experience, someone who won't look at the clock at the end of the game and go, oh, crap, I don't have any more timeouts because I waste them because my team is not disciplined. Chargers need a vet. They have a premier quarterback who's getting paid north of $50 million a year. That's Justin Herbert. They've been able to pull in weapons for the past 20 years, 20 plus years, and it doesn't help. It's like everybody wastes away or the Chargers give up or they quit. LaDainian Tomlinson, Drew Brees, Antonio Gates, Keenan Allen, Philip Rivers. Now we got to look at Justin Herbert. The guy can barely buy a beer. Is he going to waste away for the next 10 years with the Chargers? Maybe while the Spanos still runs the team, right? Someone who doesn't think, someone who doesn't believe they need veteran leadership. Someone who believes that they need to go younger from the coaching position. He also played for the Chargers. He also was an amazing player that unfortunately didn't win anything. It's Sean Merriman. Everybody's favorite sack master, built like a professional wrestler, would sack the quarterback and do that lights out dance. He spoke to TMZ, and he basically said, listen, folks, we don't need no Belichick. We don't need no Harbaugh. We need some young blood.
You know, for one, the game has gotten much younger, right? If you look around at a lot of these head coaches, they're younger. They relate well to the players. So, you know, there's all kind of talk about Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, and stuff, which is great coaches. Don't get me wrong. Bill Belichick is probably go down as one of the greatest coaches in history, if not the greatest coach in history. But I don't know if that's the proper move in this situation. I really don't. You want to bring in somebody, for one, that's going to be able to take Justin Herbert to the next level.
Yeah, well, of course you do. And okay, sure, Bill Belichick is north of 70 years old. I think he's going to be 72 in April. But Brandon Staley was 41 years old, and yes, he was a defensive coach. Yeah, you're probably going to bring in the opposite now, someone who can lead the offense, but do you want to go young again? Kellen Moore is 35 years old. Maybe Kellen Moore will have the job. And for Sean Merriman's point, I mean, if you go ahead and look at what's going on in Miami with the Dolphins, you know, Mike McDaniel has, I don't want to say saved Tua Tagovailoa, but Tua Tagovailoa earlier this year, you have people chirping about him being an MVP candidate. Yeah, coaches have gotten younger. Coaches are working and being paired up with quarterbacks to find the ultimate success. But do the Chargers want to take that risk? Or do they want to go for someone a little bit more certain? If you bring in a Bill Belichick, are you going to worry about clock management? The answer is no. You may not want Bill Belichick selecting the players and acting as GM, but that's another conversation. The Chargers have been a joke. For all of the talent and the names that I named, it must suck being a Chargers fan. Because you haven't been an ass team. You haven't had garbage talent. You haven't not had a QB. Most garbage teams don't have a quarterback, and they just suck. The Chargers have been off and on, good and bad, but they always find a way to blow the game, and that seems to be a little bit more painful. Because you always have a little bit of hope, and then the Chargers snatch it away when it looks like they're actually going to get over the hump. And I know Sean Merriman wants some young wonder kid. I think the Chargers are better off if Bill Belichick is given the boot. You bring him on. It doesn't matter how old he is. And make sure that he comes with a succession plan. And even if he doesn't, you know what? You're the Chargers. You going to roll the dice? Justin Herbert is now moving on to his third head coach. He was drafted in 2020. This is 2023. He needs stability. Or at least maybe give him a chance with somebody like Belichick. And if you bring in Harbaugh, oh yeah, he's a roll of the dice too. People hate that guy's guts after like 2 weeks. I guess the Chargers are just cursed. But I think Belichick or Kellen Moore would probably be the best option. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you believe the Chargers should do with their new head coaching position? Gift Smith, linebackers coach, is the interim head coach. What do you think should happen? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, yeah, Brandon Staley, latest head coach fired. There are quite a few who will probably get fired next. I'm going to give you some possibilities. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to talk some basketball. I'm going to talk some football. We're going to talk every and anything on this Friday night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Didn't take a rocket scientist to see that Brandon Staley would get fired, and he did. After losing to the Raiders last night 63-21, he got on the team playing home, and then he promptly got fired, along with general manager Tom Telesco. And so they have an interim head coach now in Giff Smith. He's the outside linebackers coach. And let's be real, the Chargers season is done. The season was done a while ago. The season was officially done this past Sunday when Justin Herbert broke his finger. And so who would you like to see as the Chargers coach? Sean Merriman said they need to go with somebody young. They don't need Jim Harbaugh coming in. They don't need Bill Belichick coming in. By the way, these two gentlemen still have jobs as of right now. And he said that they should go young. Well, Brandon Staley was young, except for he was a defensive-minded coach, and the defense still sucked. I don't know if you want to go young again. Typically, you do the opposite of what you just had. If you had a hardline coach, you bring in someone who's more player-friendly. You had somebody player-friendly, you bring in someone who's more hardline. You had somebody defense, you bring in offense. It would be a crapshoot to bring in a young coach just because he's young and works with offense. I don't know if that's the best of things. I think you have to bring in a veteran at this point. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls. And then I want to talk to you about some of the other coaches who might be next to get the boot. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steve?
JR, how are you, my friend? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Please, Steve, go ahead. Thank you.
Long time San Diego Charger fan. Haven't been since they went to L.A. The Spanos family is a debacle. We've got three generations now that are trying to run a football team. Not one of them has ever had a day job other than what's been handed down to them. I'm happy to see what happened on Thursday night, in that it was a complete breakdown. I am so sorry for the players on the team. I think Justin Herbert is fantastic. I can't watch them. I can't participate in it. I think that what has to happen is that the NFL has got to be pissed at ownership and get rid of this family that has no business running a football team.
Well, Steve, I think what would help that is if the other owners would decide that, and we know that ain't happening. That's not happening. 855-212-4CBS. Richard is not calling from San Diego. He's calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, man, how are you?
Excellent.
Touching up on the next coach possibly for the Chargers. I think you've hit it good there on Belichick. For me as a Charger fan, you know, from PA, I do anywhere from 7 to 10 games a year. Spend a lot of money on this football team. Personally, for me, it's Harbaugh. And the reason I say that is the age thing, just like you said, Belichick's a little older. How long do you have him for? He's a defensive coach. You know, I think Herbert is good enough to make any offensive coordinator look good. If you just get the right guy behind the wheel in a Belichick, you get the right guy behind the wheel and you got an offensive coordinator in there, just like McDaniels has tried to do twice, go be a head coach. Now we're talking about Herbert losing another offensive coordinator. Pretty sure that Kellen Moore is going to probably be gone with the new coaching staff that's going to come in there. For me, it's Harbaugh just because of that. You know, he's offensive minded. He brings out the best in players. But at the end of the day, let's not forget this. The Spanos family has been cheap. You know, Brandon Staley should have been fired. I agree with, I feel bad for the guy. I don't think he was ready for that. I think he interviewed well.
Yeah.
And the Spanos family went cheap on this, just like they did with Anthony Lynn, just like they did with Mike McCoy. They've gone cheap over this. This team fired Marty Schottenheimer after they went 14-2. This is a Spanos problem. And this team, another thing about Belichick is if New England lets him go, he's still going to have New England still has the rights to him.
Well, I don't. That was going to be my next point, Richard. And thank you for calling from Pennsylvania. I don't think there was going to be a matter of New England letting him go. If Bill Belichick is to move on, I would assume that there is going to be some type of trade or compensation that's made because he's still under contract. I mean, if you're New England, you do want to get something out of it. And we don't know what they would structure or not structure or what have you, but I'd be surprised if Bill Belichick walks out of the building and New England doesn't receive squat diddly. Not at all. And let's also be honest. If you have to think about New England and who their next head coach might be, we've heard for years, Gerard Mayo, former linebacker, a champion here for the New England Patriots, we've heard that he might take over. Well, there's somebody else who's, I don't want to say he's available, but if you go ahead and take a look down in Tennessee, Mike Vrabel, does he want to leave? Maybe, maybe not. Does he want to go into the pressure cooker? Does he want to go back up to New England this time as a coach and replace Belichick? I don't know. I do understand this. I mean, for the coaches that we've already seen get the boot, the Frank Reichs of the world, the coaches who will probably be next up on out the door, there's going to be some vacancies. There's going to be some movement. And we should just prepare for it now. But I don't think we're going to have dudes just walking away for free. When I say dudes, I'm talking about that old dude and Bill Belichick. I highly doubt that. And speaking of some of these other coaches that might get the boot, man, we haven't talked a whole lot about Ron Rivera, and like, why would we? I mean, Washington is stinking a joint up. Stadium is still out here falling apart. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, if you're asking me, to look forward to. I think Ron Rivera's done. And it's as simple as, hey, Joshua Harris came in. He's ultimately going to want his own people. They got the Rams up next. They just got eviscerated by the Dolphins 45-15. He's probably going to be out the door. And then if you got to think about somebody else who might be gone, well, what the hell is going on with Matt Eberflus? He, like Brandon Staley, is only in his second year. He's probably going to see the year out. No reason to fire him right now as you still try to evaluate Justin Fields. It's like everybody in Chicago is up for evaluation. But at least the Chicago Bears, they just beat the Lions 28-13. People are kind of torn on what to do with Justin Fields. Do we keep him? Do we move him? And Matt Eberflus, as they get ready to take on the Browns, he's excited. Listen to him.
I had a good week of practice. You know, felt good about the practice. Again, we, you know, got guys freshened up on Wednesday, you know, with that half and half practice. I thought that was really good. The guys, you know, legs got back in, the, you know, the speeds and all that were really good based on performance, staff, you know, feedback. And then from there, really just did our normal Thursday, first, second, third down. And then also did the red zone today and gold zone. Guys look quick and guys look ready to go.
Good luck. He still might get fired. He went 3-14 last season. And I don't know if they're necessarily going to give him a third go-round at it. Let's see how they close out the year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Bruce from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good evening. Great show. Second time I called in. We got
Thank
a
you.
Good
What's
man
up?
Right here in New Orleans, Dennis Green. You all can have him, okay? Y'all could take him out to San Diego. JR, go back to when Eli Manning and Phillips came out. Archie Manning didn't want his son to go out there. That place has been dysfunctional since I can remember.
Yep. Now, you're not lying. That's a good point. Eli Manning comes out in the draft, and pretty much his dad was just like, hey, if you draft him, he ain't going. They drafted him, and they had to trade him to the New York Giants. That's
thing?
A good point, Bruce.
Y'all got a great show. Even the music when you're on hold is very good. Y'all take
the
Dennis,
music.
Dennis
the music
Green
when you're on, what music is playing when you on hold?
Oh, I don't know, but it sounded good. Take Dennis
okay,
Green,
Bruce.
Please. Take Green out of New Orleans. We'll pay you, and take
okay.
the other guy, the offensive coordinator. Get rid of him.
Okay.
Have a great
thank you for
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for also complaining about the Saints, Bruce. Hey, Chef, we don't have no damn hold music. What's he talking about?
No, it's called programming. And Dennis Allen, he meant.
That's what he said.
Dennis Green.
He said Dennis Green?
Yeah.
Oh, you pay more attention to the callers than I do. Congratulations. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, Dennis Green is black and Dennis Allen is white. Big difference. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break as we talk about these coaches. We got coaches who are getting the boot. Brandon Staley is the latest. And, oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of the opposite of a boot, how about the Giants had somebody arrive and he spoke English? No, not Shohei Ohtani, of course. Jung-Hoo Lee. He arrived, his introductory press conference coming over from Korea, and he made it a point to speak English. Nice try. We'll hear it on the other side, plus your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh, my God. I'm so flabbergasted I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. We spent the beginning portion of the show talking about head coaches and individuals who are likely to leave. We know Brandon Staley fired as head coach of the Chargers earlier today. No shock after last night's beatdown. And then we talked about the potential of Bill Belichick leaving and moving on. You know, someone like Ron Rivera, pretty sooner than later, he's going to be gone, probably at the end of the season. And who knows what's going to happen with Matt Eberflus. He's certainly been twisting in the wind, feels like all season long, but pretty difficult to do, you know, when Justin Fields goes down. Thank God that he's back right now. But I want to flip the script momentarily. Those are all people who might be out the door or they are already out the door. Last night we did have a conversation about the city of San Francisco being unable to attract free agents. We know Shohei Ohtani did not choose the Giants. We know Aaron Judge last year did not choose the Giants. We know Carlos Correa, he chose the Giants. Maybe they weren't his first choice. He chose them, but then his leg is busted up. Or at least everybody feels that his leg will suck in a few years. And so the Giants, and then Buster Posey pretty much says, oh, yeah, yeah, people are running away from the city because of the reputation of crime. Okay, sure, yeah, fine. But the San Francisco Giants did add South Korean outfielder Jung-Hoo Lee. This man plays center field. Don't ask me about what he does. From everything that I read and see, he's just a contact hitter. That's it. We don't know if he's going to be an all-star or if he's just going to be a guy who bats 260 and gives you 125 hits. I have no idea. None whatsoever. I do know they think highly of him. $132 million, 6 years, he's getting paid. And today, he had his press conference. Yesterday, Shohei Ohtani had his press conference with the Dodgers. He's going to make $700 million over the next, I don't know, 20 years. And he speaks English. He's making so much money, he doesn't need to stop to talk to anybody in English. At least Jung-Hoo Lee, he attempted. He showed some personality. Shohei Ohtani, to me, is just like a robot. Jung-Hoo Lee is just like, hello and thank you. And then he also took time to thank his agent. If you didn't know who it was, yeah, some guy named Scott Boras. Listen to this.
Hello, Giants. My name is Jung-Hoo Lee, grandson of the wind from Korea. First, I would like to thank the Johnson family, Larry, Farhan, and Pete. Also, special thank you, my lawyer, Scott Boras, and Boras Corporation.
Look at that. I give him credit. I really do. You know, like I said last night, I don't blame Shohei Ohtani for not speaking English, but it does make him seem kind of boring. I've heard him speak English like once or twice. But this dude has already shown just more personality by trying. I hope he works out for the Giants. They could certainly use it. Shep, you know any words in Korean? Anything?
No, I do not.
Well, neither do I. Look at us. We suck. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If I learn a little bit of Korean, maybe I get him on the show. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Kurt. He's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, JR. Just a statement and then a question. The Bears have a quarterback. Justin Fields has the same skill sets as, or close to as, Jackson, Lamar, and Hurts. And my question is, what do you think about the Chargers organization reaching out to Philip Rivers as their head coach?
Okay.
I'll take your response off the air. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Kurt, for calling from California. Well, here's the deal. We haven't seen Justin Fields perform up to the level of Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson. not on a consistent basis. I think it takes a little bit more than, quote unquote, just being fast. One dude just took his team to the Super Bowl, and the other guy has been a league MVP. So I think Justin Fields has some catching up to do. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he was not selected at the quarterback position by Ryan Poles. And so you can believe that he's the quarterback, but there's no guarantee that he's going to stick around. They might, but there's no guarantees. And the idea that they would reach out to Philip Rivers to come through and coach the Chargers, why? Philip Rivers, if you were to ask him, he probably still feels he's closer to playing. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, what head coaching experience does Philip Rivers have? Coaching his kids in the backyard? Coaching a high school team of what? One of his kids or two or four or five, six, seven, eight, nine of them? I hope that was a joke of a question. Philip Rivers is not going to coach the Chargers. He's going to try to play after he has baby number 20. I don't know how he keeps on doing it. I'd be tired by now from all of it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Darius, he's here from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Darius? What's on your mind?
Hey, nice to talk to you. Okay, so I live up in Seattle, and, you know, I'm not going to say that they need to, you know, shell out and give up just yet, but Pete Carroll is losing his locker room. There's some rumblings that his message isn't getting through to his players anymore. They've got a nice young squad in Seattle. They've got done a nice job of building the team, but they don't have quarterback. And, you know, Seattle fans are done pretending that the Seahawks are better off without Russell Wilson. In the long run, yes, they're going to be. But here's the thing. Pete Carroll's a California guy. Pete Carroll has lost the locker room, and we know that Pete Carroll is the type of guy that when he sees the Avalanche coming, he will bail before anybody gets a chance to hurt him and hurt the narrative. It would not shock me, especially if Denver makes the playoffs and Russ does well, and, you know, they're on the upward swing, and Seahawks fans grow embittered to see Pete Carroll say, you know what, I'm out of here. And if he does, he makes as much sense and possibly even more sense than Bill Belichick, because he's a West Coast California type guy, and the message that he has might resonate and spark some excitement in that Chargers locker room. And, of course, we know what he did the last time he had a young star quarterback. I think Pete Carroll could get that
thank you, Darius. There's quite a few things that need to take place before we get there. I certainly agree and understand what you're saying, and thank you for calling from Seattle. Yeah, I mean, come on. Geno Smith? I know he's dealing with a groin issue, but Geno Smith? You know how many people were calling me up last year telling me about Geno? Turning things around, God bless them. They gave Geno a contract that they could basically say, all right, we don't need Geno no more. Like, they Seahawks ain't winning nothing. That's fool's gold. They're good enough to be okay and not good enough to actually be winning anything. And so, yeah, they're in it for the long haul as they look for a long-term quarterback, because it ain't going to be Geno. And so sitting around at 6-7 right now, yeah, I read the same articles and hear the same things that you do. Pete Carroll lost the locker room and this. How about you lose the locker room because you don't have no quarterback? How about you lose the locker room because the team stinks? How about you got a guy like Jamal Adams who just comes across as like a world-class jerk, not just insulting beat reporters, but insulting their wives? Like, how about you got him? He can't even stay healthy. Maybe if he was healthy, he wouldn't have time to insult people's wives, but that's another conversation. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Pete Carroll was gone, but we got more to do before we get there. I think that's a potential reality, but Bill Belichick being gone is a little bit closer to a certainty. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is here from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
The Giants signed Lee, and we're grateful about that, but I wanted to get your perspective. Maybe you represent the nation's perspective on why the Giants can't.
I don't. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, they matched Ohtani for the Dodgers, term for term, you know, dollar for dollar, they have a very high concentration
reportedly.
Of demographic evasions. Yeah, yeah, reportedly. You're right.
Allegedly, yes, go ahead.
All those legal terms. The question is why the Giants can't attract talent. I mean, yeah, Carlos Correa had the bad leg and the ankle, although he did okay with Minnesota. Aaron Judge was never going to come here, but there's a legacy of players in the past that just don't want to come here, including Bryce Harper. Do you have a take on that? I know I should have a take, but I'm asking you if you have a take on why they just don't come here.
No, I don't. And I've said this for the past two nights. If you're asking me personally, I love San Francisco, okay? And not in a, I need to go out there and I'm going to lick the ground because, no, I value my life. I don't want to turn into a mutant. I don't got no problem with San Francisco. None whatsoever. But I do understand that there are some issues in San Francisco. I mean, cost of living. It's probably the wealthiest place in the country to live as an overall in the Bay Area. And so, yeah, there are problems, especially in downtown. San Francisco's been painted as a liberal bastion of America. And then we see how it's been painted crime-ridden, drug-infested, just all of it. And I think as we heard from Buster Posey, that people have taken that on as a reality. And if you do kind of walk around that downtown area from where they built the Chase Center and then you walk over to AT&T Park or whatever the hell they're calling it right now, it ain't the most glistening of places. And if you walk a couple blocks west and end up in the Tenderloin, you would think you're in, what's that Will Smith movie with the zombies? The Day After Tomorrow, whatever the hell it's called.
Legend or Legends.
Yeah. Yeah, what's it called? Yeah. Legend what?
Is it Legend? Well, I forget.
I Am Legend.
Yeah, I Am Legend, right.
Yeah, it looks crazy over there, so I get it. Outside of that, I don't have no answer, man. I wish I did. I think it's a
Harper
great place to play.
Yeah, well, you got Harper going to Philly, and that's not exactly, you know, a glistening town that we call.
Well, we could talk about how bad every city is. Let's keep in mind as well here, Steve, that, and thank you for calling from Oregon. We're up against the break. It's not necessarily a hitter's park. Unless you blasting a ball deep over right field and putting it in McCovey's Cove, man, you tough. If you're a hitter, why would you want to go there? I love it out there. But I've been everywhere. I could care less. I see all types of crazy things. I've seen some things in nice cities I want to run away from. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. More of your calls, and we'll talk about Ja Morant.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.